The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
You know, in life, we have to make decisions sometimes that are uncomfortable. We have to make commitments in our lives to give up on things that are not helping us. Went to church a week ago, and when I was there, I heard a great sermon done by a guy named Nate Crew at McLean Bible Church in the Montgomery County campus where I'm attending. And Nate was talking out of the book of Philippians about setting our eyes on the future and letting go of the past, and how expectations, oftentimes, our expectations of ourselves and what we're going to be, both drive us to what's good and bad. And when our parents are building us up with expectations of what we can be, and we catch a vision of what we can be in our lives, we oftentimes move in that direction in faith. You know, faith and fear cannot coexist. And when it comes time to selling your house or making a major life decision to give up on something that is harming ourselves, or perhaps changing the entire course of our lives because we decide, I'm not going to eat sweets anymore, I'm not going to drink alcohol, or I'm not going to gamble my money away on lotto tickets or whatever it might be, it's important that we're honest with ourselves. And I just want to bring you into my world for, you know, just for a couple of minutes, because I think this is a reality of our human existence. We have opportunities to choose to make changes in our life, and we each one of us have to make the decision for ourselves, and it has to be something we believe that we really do need to change, and we can be okay with that, regardless of what anybody else thinks. I think that one of the more significant changes that I've made in my life was to give up on eating sweets and sugar, and reading about sugar and understanding the importance and the power of sugar to affect a lot of chemical changes in the body that are very negative for the body. And yet sugar is very tasty, and I'd built an addiction to it over my lifetime. And I'm, you know, just at the 50-year mark here and looking at the rest of my life and thinking, you know, I don't really want to live my life addicted to sugar going forward. So I've made this decision. Okay, I'm done. You know, an occasional thing, maybe, but really, that's not even where I'm going. I don't want to eat fried foods. I don't want to eat sugar. And you might say, God, what else is there to eat? Well, it just happens to be, this is something that I've come to a conviction. I've come to a decision point that I need to change the way that I'm consuming food. What are the decisions that we need to make to change our lives, to make our lives the best? And it may be that you're not even thinking about moving. You're just listening to the show this morning. You weren't really sure. You know, it's a real estate show. We talk about economics and so on. But sometimes I just talk about the reality of life change. And it does pertain to real estate, because many of the people that I meet with, they're not ready yet. They're at that point. They're in the investigative stage. And I've been in the investigative stage for, boy, a long time for a lot of the decisions that I've just recently come to, because I finally realized I know I don't need to investigate any longer. I do need to make a decision. I need to move forward with my life and decide to move in the right direction for me and for my family. So this is an important change for me. And there's several decisions that I've made that are really strong and important decisions that I feel a great freedom from having made the decision. Even though I'm giving up something, it's really just a loss to me in spite of a little bit of gain. There's so little downside and so much upside. In fact, it's the opposite. When I consume and when I binge on food or whatever it might be, it's important that I recognize the impact of that on who I am and how I act and where I'm going is bad. It's not good. It hurts the relationships that I have. It hurts the body that I've been given. And I have an opportunity to change. I'm going to make that decision. I've made the decision, and I'm moving on. And I'm very happy about that decision. Now, this is really about deciding each one of us what's good for us. It may be uncomfortable for you to hear this from me talking this morning, and I'm not here to tell you of one thing that you're doing, because I don't know you personally yet. You know who I am. You've been listening to me, some of you, for years now. And so, and you're probably not even exactly sure on all the things that I've decided that I'm going to do, and that's okay. I just want you to know that coming to this is a normal part of our existence. And in real estate, it is very common for people to work through a process of trying to come to terms with making the decision, yes, I do need to move. Oftentimes, a physical limitation is the most immediate predicator of that change for downsizing. It's sometimes the burgeoning of a family size that increases people's desire to move to something larger, right? Things happen to us oftentimes that cause us to make a decision to make a move. It's good to sit back and evaluate where you are, what you have, whether you need it, whether you love it, and whether you're really using it, and decide whether it's time to give it up and move on to what you really want to do with your life going forward. This is why I wrote the Right Sizing Guide. The whole guide is about finding your motivation. What is it that you really want? Let's come up with that for you. And maybe what you really want is to be right where you are. But that's great. Stay where you are. Aging in place is a great way to live your life if that's really going to help you fulfill all of what you have wanted to do with your life going forward. The Right Sizing Guide will help you evaluate what it is that you want to do. And that's key. I know what my why is on some things, and I'm very clear, and that's made a big difference in me making strong decisions to move in a new direction. You knowing what's my why for moving and my how, that's where the Right Sizing Guide can help you too. So if you want a free copy, you know you can download it absolutely free at ericstewartgroup.com. Okay? If you want to call for a copy, we'll mail it to you absolutely free. Okay? And that's 1-800-900-9104. I don't want to excuse my future from my past mistakes, nor do I want to continue to live in the delusion that by not doing anything, my life will somehow change. Important. Again, that toll-free number is 800-900-9104, and ericstewartgroup.com is the website. Plus, once you make decisions on, hey, it's not quite time for me, but I want to get my house ready to sell, you can download the Market Ready Guide, which will point out to you when is the best time to sell your home. We have just entered the fall market of 2015, just this past week. So we're seeing an uptick in activity on all of our listings versus August and July. You know, the fireworks go up, the sales come down, things flip around just before Labor Day every year. And we have about 6 to 8 weeks in this fall market. If you're thinking, hey, I want to sell, I need to get on the market now, it's a good time to try the market. We've got some listings we're going to put on the market now. If it doesn't sell over the next 6 to 7 weeks, rather than adjusting the price and languishing through the winter, we're going to pull them off, and then we'll put them back up when the market's its very best in the middle of February. More of that information can be found in the Market Ready Guide as well. Plus, questions to ask a realtor before you hire one. What are the top 10 improvements you can make to get your top dollar? And so much more. So, again, ericstewartgroup.com, toll free 800-900-9104. Hey, when I get back in just a minute, I've got Stuart Rosenthal joining me, and I've got my friend Victor Falea. Victor, good to see you this morning.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Victor will be up to tell us his tips for packing and so much more right here on The Eric Stewart Show. Don't go away.